opinion.
Tom seems disappointed I have to do this again.
Never, never.
We always tell him we could take his PhD back. All right, I'm going to touch on targets, but again, I've already talked a little bit about it this morning. Just showing some of the symptom patterns on the leaves, and under certain circumstances, we get a very rapid advancement from scattered leaf spotting in the lower canopy to premature leaf shed, and maybe up to about 70-80% defoliation in really severe situations. At least as far as Alabama is concerned, there's a series of risk zones, and particularly target spot is an issue in the extreme southern part of the state, Florida Panhandle, and into southern Georgia. And as you go further north, the level of defoliation and intensity of disease tends to decline to the point when you get to the Tennessee Valley in the northern part of the state, essentially you don't have any target spot, or very little. And no associated yield loss. Now down at Gulf Coast Substation, down in the far corner, we do see a nice relationship between increasing defoliation and declining yields. And it's significant in 2013 on both Phytogen 499 and Delta Pine 1252. In fact, there was a pretty similar level of yield loss on both of those varieties. This is a continuation of a study that was conducted that I presented last year where we're trying to use nozzle arrangement as a means of delivering more fungicide into the lower and mid canopy where your initial infections occur. With a broadcast application on a dense canopy cotton, you're probably not getting a whole lot of coverage down in the canopy, so you're not going to get maybe theoretically slow the disease down as you might get if you can get the material down in the canopy. So these trials were planted in May. They were irrigated. They're a factorial design. We used a high boy or a spider sprayer to put fungicides out, and they were harvested in late October. The rating scale for target spot is essentially the Florida scale that I use on peanuts. And there is a equation has been developed and published on where we can convert the Florida rating scales into a percent defoliation value. And this, we're going back and forth as far as rating target spot. And at least as far as rating scales, this is the one I've been able to use. It's the easiest one to use when you have a large number of trials to evaluate. It's quickest. So anyway, this is the particular type of equipment that was used, either as a broadcast sprayer, or with the drops every 18 to 20 inches, depending on the piece of equipment, and having the drops spraying into the lower canopy. This is a South Alabama location, and you can see the sources of variation. I just put one of the means down at the bottom, and we'll get on to the inter-variety fungicide interaction in a second, but if you look at the broadcast and drop nozzles, there wasn't really any difference in the level of defoliation, nor were there any differences in yield. There's a variety by fungicide interaction in this study. You can see the control headline and Quadris were the fungicide treatments. And on 499, we got a reduction in target spot defoliation with the headline, but not with the Quadris. In contrast, on the 1252, we got a similar reduction with both of those fungicides. And the interaction comes in because of the absence of control of target spot on the 499 in comparison with the 1252. And we had an interaction with for yields as well with, as you'd expect, with the 1252 having very little disease in this particular situation, having very similar yields across all the treatments with fungicides or the controls. And on the flip side, when you get to 499, there actually are not any differences among treatments on 499, but there were much lower yields for the non-treated control in the Quadris treated plots of 499 compared to the analogous treatments on the 1252. And we're developing some other data from this test, particularly looking at bulk counts. They don't have the link quality summarized yet, but we have that information as well for this study. But if you look at the varieties themselves, the 1252 had higher numbers of open bowls, unopened, but fewer locked bowls, and totally more bowls on 1252 than on 499. And I don't know whether the yield was significant between the two of them, as I showed you on the previous slide, but it was pretty close. If you look at the fungicide treatments, really not much of an effect except on the number of locked bowls. Actually got a reduction in the number of locked bowls with headline as compared with the non-treated control. And then for nozzle arrangement, the only difference was there were more bowls with the broadcast than with the drop treatment, which is kind of exact opposite of what you might expect to see. The other location was in central Alabama outside of Montgomery, and we had an effect with cotton variety on open bowls, defoliation, and yield. And I do have some other information on other bowl counts as well for this. But here, the Phytogen 499 had a higher bowl count. It did have a lot more final defoliation on it as compared with the 1252, but when you flip it over to look at the yields, a 499 beat it hands down in this particular instance by a couple of hundred pounds of lint per acre, really. If you look at the fungicide treatments, there was a reduction in defoliation with Quadris and particularly with Headline, which performed best, but that reduction in defoliation did not result in any difference in yield. And again, the defoliation levels are not as high in this particular situation where we would have triggered a yield loss in all likelihood. And then if you look at the drops versus the broadcast on defoliation, there was no difference, and there was no difference in yield there either. This is just the bowl counts with the fungicide treatments, and in this particular case, there weren't any differences except when you look at lock bowls. Last time was reduction with headline at compared with the non-treated crawl. In this particular case, there are actually more lock bowls with both the headline and the Quadris. And when you look at fungicide placement, the only other only difference that popped in was the drop nozzles had higher sample weight from those open bowls than did the broadcast treatment. And there was an interaction where with headline, the over-the-top sprays actually had fewer open bowls than did the headline where the drop nozzle arrangements was used. There was no difference as far as nozzle arrangement with the number of bowls with Quadris, and essentially the non-treated control was similar to all the fungicide treatments. So in summary, the headline did give better target spot control, and Quadris in a one location where we had a lot of disease activity, or both locations, the drop nozzles really did not improve target spot control. Now that, you know, we're looking at 20 gallons of water per acre, I think, in these trials, 15 or 20 gallons of water. That's an awful high spray volume for a field application on a farm. So we're not going to do any better than this. So it looks like, at least right now, the easiest way to go is just continue with the over-the-top applications in situations where a fungicide is warranted. This time around, we did not see any yield gains from any of the fungicide treatments, and we did have a nice reduction in target spot related defoliation at the South Alabama location. That still did not trigger a yield gain, and one of the problems we run into with working in target spot is just because you reduce disease, you don't necessarily always see a nice yield response, although usually 499 and the farther south you go, the more likely you are to see a yield response, at least we have in the past. Fungicide impacts on bulk counts are mixed. I haven't summarized the quality data yet that I have, but based on what I've seen in the past, the fungicide treatments, regardless of whether or not you get a yield response from the fungicide inputs, you don't see any differences in quality factors that you're getting with the fungicides. They're basically, those are all the non-treated control are the same. and variety selection impacted bulk counts and yield. And we can use variety selection as a means to kind of avoid some target spot issues, particularly in those areas where the disease is really a serious problem. The issue is, at least with some, particularly like phytogen 499, with it has such a generally such a high yield potential, it's kind of hard not to plant it anyway and go ahead and gamble and put a fungicide on it. So it's a difficult situation as far as variety selection is concerned and trying to manage this disease. But we do have some varieties like 1252, 1050, DPL 1050, Viramax 1944, Stoneville 64, 48, that they do have suffered lesser levels of defoliation in comparison with 499. Thank you.